This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Diana Russini, the senior NFL insider for The Athletic, host of the Scoop City podcast. Diana, thanks for making some time for me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be here on a beautiful Saturday. I'm in New Jersey. I am sneaker shopping with my toddler, so I would much rather be talking to you than doing that right now.
Hey, by the way, do you have a bracket? Who do you have winning the whole thing?
I got Florida. I'm so boring. I'm a graduate of George Mason University, so I'm the queen of the Cinderella story now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like to win money, so I figure just play the chalk and at least I'll come out as a victor.
Well, I'm equally as boring. I have Duke, so
yeah, we're dull together.
All right, Diana, we'll kick it off with last night's news. Jameis Winston is a New York Giant, and I know we just talked about how Saquon mentioned it during media week, but how long was there any real momentum between the two?
Yeah, you know, the Giants have been in this weird position where they've been waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make his decision. They've felt that they've always had a shot at him. And in the meantime, they've been also seeing what's been going on around the league. And they believe the reports that Rodgers wanted to be in L.A., that he wanted to be in Minnesota, and now taking a visit with the Pittsburgh Steelers with no plans to visit the Giants as of now. They pretty much can read the signs here that tell them that, okay, he's probably not going to come here. So they've been meeting with a lot of veteran quarterbacks. As we know, they've had some visits from Joe Flacco and from Russell Wilson. So I think from what I understand in terms of money and the situation with Jameis, they felt that this was best for the Giants moving forward, knowing that all signs point to them drafting a quarterback in this upcoming draft.
Ooh, okay. So a couple things there. So after the signing of Jameis Winston, have the Giants officially like rescinded their offer to Aaron Rodgers? Because I know there was one out there.
Correct. So I think for now, there's this like understanding that he's not going to go there.
Okay.
I haven't been told that they've called his agency up and said, hey, we're moving on. But because I do believe that if he did call them and say, I actually want to do this, I think they'd figure something out.
Okay.
I just think they're playing in this smart and having a backup plan, knowing this was a long shot anyway. Mm-hmm. We need a veteran quarterback here. But from what I gather, even just over the last few days with talking to people in New York, this is all about momentum towards the draft. That's where all the effort's going to be made here, is they're going to try to move up.
Right. So they're going to move up. So Diana Russini, senior NFL insider for The Athletic, joins us here on the Infinity Sports Network. You think that the Giants are going to move up from 3 to take one of these two quarterbacks? Don't tell me no.
I think they're going to do everything they possibly can to get ahead of any other team that possibly wants a quarterback. And, you know, it appears that the Titans are focused on getting one. The Cleveland Browns could be sticking with their plan, which was to go for quarterback a few weeks ago. They're also looking for a veteran quarterback as well. They had Russell Wilson's visit recently. I heard that visit went really well, as you know, too, to add on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that the Browns are in the Joe Flacco business, despite the fact that they've had success with him.
Right.
But from the Giants' perspective, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane know what's at hand here, and they know the situation that they need to win. And I don't truly believe they think Jameis Winston is going to be the one to do all that. So the hope is let's roll the dice here and try to see and move mountains, essentially, to get a quarterback that we believe in. So it's just a matter of who's going to be that quarterback, knowing that the Titans seem to like Cam Ward. So Shador Sanders is obviously probably next up. And is that a quarterback that the Browns want? And I think that's the position the Giants are in right now. What can we do to at least get up one? I mean, I think ideally they'd love to get the first overall, but they're making calls, I can tell you that.
Oh, boy. So, oh, God. So do they have a preference, Ward or Sanders, the Giants?
I think that the preference would be Ward, mm-hmm. but I think they know they're not going to be able to get him. Mm-hmm. And look, when you're in a position like these guys, I don't know if they can be picky. I think they just got to go with a available quarterback that they think that they can win a game with, or games plural, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, and we know what this quarterback class is. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it for weeks. It's not the strongest one.
Right.
So this is not the best draft for them to be going after a quarterback when they're so in desperate need. So, you know, we'll see how it shakes out. But for now, I feel pretty good saying that Aaron Rodgers headed to New York is pretty much dead.
Wow. So you just confirmed my worst fear that the Giants would mortgage part of the future in order to take one of these quarterbacks. Because I look at this and I say, okay, well, Daboll and Shane are in their last year of their contract, and they could say, oh, hey, John Mara, look, we have to develop this guy now. Hey, can we have an extension? That's what I'm afraid of.
You should be afraid of it because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
This is the brutal cycle that happens, which is why, while you don't want to see people get fired, you understand why that probably would have made sense for the organization as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, even just the way John Mara spoke about Brian Daboll and Joe Sheen returning, it was like he was eating a lemon. It was like unbearable to admit that he was bringing them back. You know,
yeah.
Don't you want your owner out there telling the fans, like, I met with these guys. I love their plan. I believe in them. I think they're the best duo in football to lead the New York Giants back to a Super Bowl like we've seen in years past. No, that's not at all what he said. It was like, they better win. I'm losing patience. So what do you think people do when they're under pressure? They press.
Right.
And so when you press, you don't always make the best decision.
Right.
And I think that's unfortunately the case for them. And to Brian Daboll and Joe Shane's defense, they have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be doing the same thing if I were them.
Diana Rossini, the host of the Scoop City podcast, joins us here on the Infinity Sports Network. Rodgers, pre or post-draft on a decision?
Oh, I don't know. This one is, first of all, I think anyone listening can agree. You cannot predict what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's just go back a week ago where Minnesota was having very serious conversations about bringing him in, despite the fact that they've got J.J. McCarthy here coming off an injury, and they believe strongly that he's the future. But that is where Rodgers wanted to land. That was the team. So the fact that the Vikings told him, look, for right now, we need to table this. We need to see what we can get out of J.J. McCarthy because we invested a lot. We obviously traded up to get him. He's the future face of the franchise, in our opinion. So we have to see what he can do for us in the mm-hmm. spring. So I don't necessarily think Rodgers liked that answer, and I don't necessarily believe he's going to sit around and wait for the Vikings. But the fact that he went to Pittsburgh and left tells me it's probably something contractually. He probably wants more money. He's always been a good negotiator, at least his representatives have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to predict that the Steelers are going to probably come up on some money, and that's where he's going to wind up landing. But, you know, retirement's always a factor with Rodgers because he's threatened it and he's mentioned it many of times for the last three seasons. So I don't know where he's going to be at the start of training camp. I just know that once he took that visit with Pittsburgh, in the moment, my thought was, "Oh, okay, this is good. This is the first big step. They're not going to let him out of the building."
Right.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then, of course, he left without a deal.
And for 6 hours, though. I mean, that's a long time to invest in a guy and show him around and give him the whole tour. I mean, that's a lot of time for the Steelers to have invested
in him. Mike Tomlin, it's Arthur Smith.
Right.
These are guys who are really well-respected around the league. And you have to figure it makes so much sense. And from what I gather, they all liked each other and it went well.
Okay.
I don't think there were any major issues in terms of can this work again. So usually when this stuff happens, it's a bit of a game. It's like dating, hard to get usually gets you what you want. So, cause look at the situation. What are the Steelers going to do if he doesn't go there?
Right.
They have no choice.
Right.
So he knows that. So he's going to play it.
Mm, okay. Multiple choice here, Diana. A, not likely, B, somewhat likely, or C, very likely, predicting the enigma, will he choose retirement?
I'm going to say not likely.
Okay.
He made the effort to go to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
You know, you figure you're out in Malibu, living a good life, and then you just get on a jet to go to Pittsburgh. We've all been to Pittsburgh. I'm not flying across the country for Pittsburgh. No offense. You know, so it just tells you that this is serious. And look, he likes the attention. He likes to be wanted. Who doesn't? And it's his first time testing free agency. So I think this is all part of the experience of Aaron Rodgers. And if you can get the best version of him, it's worth it.
Diana Rossini, senior NFL insider for The Athletic, joins the Danielle McCartan Show. All right, Diana, I guess Rodgers is kind of the linchpin, but can Browns fans get excited about Russ cooking up in Cleveland or what?
I mean, it's a possibility for sure with the visit happening. I think the contract situation and money is another factor in this one. You know, and the Browns are in a position just like the Giants they're kind of in quarterback hell where they can't figure out what they want to do here. Their situation is obviously different. They invest, well, I guess the Giants did too, but I was going to say they invested in a quarterback that hasn't been able to produce for them. And now he's injured and he's still costing them tons of money and they're trying to sort out how they want to get out of that and where that's going to land. But until then, they need somebody to come in and play quarterback and win them some games. They have a decent roster and, you know, ownership was frustrated last year. There, you know, Kevin Stefanski at a moment there was in trouble, I thought. And they obviously wound up sticking with these guys because they are really good. He was a two-time coach of the year. But when you don't have a good quarterback, you're not going to win games.
Right.
And I just don't see this getting better for Cleveland. I don't know how this gets better, knowing that you know, there's no veteran quarterbacks available right now that are going to be able to step in here and win them some games. Because I don't think Russell Wilson is the answer.